From the WSFI studio in Libertyville, Illinois, this is Bursting Forth in Sound. Performances and conversations with Christian musicians elevating the mind to things eternal.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Bursting Forth in Sound on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. Today I'm joined by Few, a Christian band from DeKalb. The group formed in 2009, playing together as a worship team at Campus Ministries International, and over time evolved into their own unique, original style of music. Their music blends the power of modern alternative while capturing your ear through the intense emotional vocals of lead singer Joanna Rutsky. The band is rounded out with Isaac Flex on bass and brothers Tim and Aaron May playing guitars and drums respectively. Few has spent the past several years playing shows at festivals, schools, churches, and other music venues throughout the United States, sharing their positive message and energy of their music with a larger audience. Their newest album, just released in June, is Gray Matters. Joanna, Isaac, Tim, and Aaron, thank you for being here tonight with us on WSFI Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Bill, for having us.
Thank you.
Shall we begin tonight's program with a song, Go On, from your latest album, Gray Matters.
You paint me up in colors bold and bright, saying more of this and less of that. Till I disappear behind the puppeteer. Don't make a noise until you give the clear day you try to make a sound. Oh, come give me a piece of your mind. Oh, what day you try to make a sound. Oh, come give me a piece of your mind. Oh, just go on and tell me who I'm supposed to be. When you pull my strings, so I sit polite, not agreeably, just wait and see what comes from me. Dare you try to make a sound?
Oh,
come give me a piece of your mind.
Oh,
I dare you try to make a sound.
Oh,
come give me a piece of your mind. Just go on and tell me who I'm supposed to be. Oh, I know.
fun. Thank you guys so much for joining us here. Again, you're listening to Joanna, Isaac, Tim, and Aaron. They make up Few, and that was Go On from their latest album, Gray Matters, here on the very first inaugural episode of Bursting Forth in Sound. So I want the audience to get to know you a little bit behind the music, if we can. Maybe if you guys would tell me a little bit about yourselves. Joanna, we can start with you. And just maybe a little bit about yourself, what drove you to do this as a band. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you. Yeah, my name is Joanna, and I'm the lead singer and keyboardist for Few. I also happen to be a home health nurse, which I really like doing as well, but music is my passion, and, you know, I started out just singing on our worship team at church, and then started writing, you know, my own original songs, and then Tim and Aaron just encouraged us, hey, let's, you know, record some of these songs and play out, and then Isaac came along shortly after, and it just sort of snowballed into, you know, what we're doing now, writing, recording, playing out, touring, and so it's been a blast, and I just love every second of it.
Awesome, thank you. So maybe, Tim, you can tell us a little bit about how you got involved as well.
Sure, yeah. Well, like Joanna said, we started just playing music back in, 2006 or 7. It feels like forever ago. And from there, I mean, it was just always, it just kind of birthed naturally out of what we were doing. We're like, hey, let's record some music and see where it goes. And it's taken us all across the U.S. and some other crazy places.
That's awesome. Maybe, Isaac, can you tell me a little bit about those crazy places you've performed, some of the neat places you've been?
Sure. Yeah, we actually had an opportunity to go and tour the Midwest for 30 days on a tour bus, right? And that was I'm pretty sure it was like the hottest summer in years and years, and we were playing in like 100 degree weather all the time, and
direct sunlight.
Yeah, direct sunlight. Jeez. It was brutal. A couple times, there was actually one time where literally I almost blacked out during an event we were doing because it was just so hot.
Oh, wow.
But it was worth it because at the end of the day, we got to play some music for some kids that really, really loved it. And we got to go to some communities that usually wouldn't have bands come in and play. But we kind of targeted them on the tour to really just show them like, hey, we care about you when we're making this event to, you know, say that we care about you, you know, and hang out. And even if it's 110 degrees.
Awesome. Awesome. So lastly here, Aaron, will you just maybe tell me a little bit about your experience playing with the band and how it's drawn you guys together as a group, but also, you know, about your faith and how how this positive message of music really has drawn you guys together and your listening audience.
Yeah. Well, I gotta say it's not easy. These guys are tough. Every day I come in and
thanks, Aaron.
They, you know, crack out the whip and get me in shape. No, I love them. It's a lot of fun. Well, I think as far as faith goes, I think it's really the one thing that brings us all together at the end of the day, because, you know, there's times when it's really hard and, you know, we all have day jobs and family, and one of our members, Tim, just had a new baby. So there's all these things that make it a struggle. So I think really at the end of the day, knowing that we're doing this because of our faith and what we believe God has called us to do, it's what keeps us going. And even when it gets tough, you know, at the end of the day, that's what enables us to continue to play as a band and impact our audience.
But having a baby is a good struggle, so.
Yeah, that's a good struggle.
It's worth it.
Yeah, congratulations, Tim. That's awesome. I want to find out a little bit about this song, this brand new album you guys released in June, and I did Gray Matters. So will you guys tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind this song, Go On, which also has a great video online on your website, so fans can check that out as well. But I wanted to, you know, just find out a little about the song, a little about the album.
Yeah, well, that first song that we played for you was Go On. It's the single off of Gray Matters, and you can check out the video on our website, FueBand.com. And I wrote the song just kind of in a place where I had a lot of people just giving me different opinions and their thoughts about the band and us as musicians and what direction we should go and what we should be doing and different ideas for this next album. And that's all, you know, great to get feedback from people and constructive criticism and all that. But when I started writing for this album and us as a whole, we really prayed about it and asked God where, you know, what he really wanted us to speak through the message of our songs. And so we prayed about it and we really felt like we had a good direction for this album. And then from that point, it was just, you know, staying true to what we believe God was calling us to to do for this album, and not losing sight of that in the midst of just a lot of people having different opinions and kind of telling you who to be and what to do and stuff. And so that's really where that song came from.
That's great. It's a great song, and I do encourage our listeners to check out that video. It really captures a very fun aspect of all of you guys. You really learn the personalities of all of you through the video. Very, very fun. So how about another song? I'm ready for another song. This one you said you're going to do is Sweet Release.
You are crushing my lungs and no relief to catch my breath when you're bombarding me like pouring gasoline down my throat. I choke as I am gasping to stay afloat, but I break down, bending floorboards, petechia around my eyes as I am bleeding out, and I am searching in buckets of tears for answers to questions. Such sweet release, and I'm leaving these broken pieces to see. Such sweet release, and I'm feeling like I can finally breathe. And I am screaming while I have air in my chest. Amidst the tattered and the torn, I find the broken and born. I lie here waiting for the future to pass. Come free me from these miseries that haunt the days of my past. But I break down, bending floorboards, petechia around my eyes as I am bleeding out, and I am searching in buckets of tears for answers to questions. And such sweet release, and I'm leaving these broken pieces to see. Such sweet release, and I'm feeling like I can finally breathe. Such sweet release, I'm leaving these broken pieces to see. Such sweet release, and I'm feeling like I can finally breathe. Such sweet
awesome performance by Few, made up by the members of the band, Joanna, Isaac, Tim, and Aaron. Once again, thank you guys for being here with me today on this inaugural episode of Bursting Forth in Sound, the song Sweet Release. Beautiful, beautiful. Maybe tell me a little bit about that song and where it came from.
Yeah, this song called Sweet Release, one of the songs off of Grey Matters, and the album as a whole is probably just the most honest and vulnerable that we've been as songwriters and musicians up to this point. And we've all been through quite a lot over the last couple of years, and some of it has been amazing and great, and then, you know, some of it has been really difficult. And so this song, for me personally, is just about how you know, probably the last 2 years where I just felt like I was getting bombarded with like really difficult things and trials and just stuff with my family, personal relationships. And it was just a really difficult couple of years. And I came to the point where I really started to see just a turnaround and the hope and I guess the light at the end of the tunnel. And so this song is just talking about just finding that release where you're able to let go of the past and you're just looking forward to the future and the hope that you find in God.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, honest lyrics, you know, especially talking about gasoline down yeah. your throat. Very honest lyrics.
Yeah, some people didn't exactly like those lyrics, but I mean, it was how I felt and I was like, you know what, this I have to say that.
So tell me, guys, a little bit about the inspiration for the name of your band. For you, you hear me pronounce that, you guys say it, but it's spelled F-U-E, and instead of F-E-W. Maybe a little bit of the inspiration behind why you're named Few.
Well, Few, it just comes from the Bible verse, the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few in Matthew. And we just really felt like that captured the vision of the band is just for us to go out into the world to, you know, talk to people, to love on them, to show them that they're cared and, you know, loved by God. And the reason it's spelled F-U-E is just because there was already a band called The Few. And so we just kind of had to change the spelling out of necessity. And that's how we ended up with F-U-E.
Awesome. Awesome. So maybe before we head to break here in just a couple of minutes, will you just tell me a little bit about the ways you minister and labor in the Master's Vineyard, if that's the scripture and inspiration for the band? What are some of the fruits that maybe you have received over the years? Maybe pick one or one of you guys pick one, and we always can come back and talk a little more about that too.
Yeah, this is Tim, and I just want to, I guess, piggyback what Isaac was saying earlier. You know, we went on this tour back in 2012, I think it was. And, you know, the whole goal of it was really to go to the, you know, we played in Colorado, you know, near Denver and things like that. But, you know, we weren't playing in the actual big cities. You know, we were going to these small communities that, you know, gosh, I never heard that, you know, no one even existed. This place was even here on the map and, you know, really small towns and things like that. And so, you know, we'd go here and we'd play these rock concerts and, you know, we're no one special. But, you know, to some kids in the park who saw these people sign up for a rock show, I was like, oh, you know, why are rock stars in my city? And so, you know, we were really able to, it really opened up doors. You know, we felt like nobodies, but the fact that we were on stage and had guitars and, you know, were on a bus meant something, I guess. And so, it was a really cool way just to like minister to, you know, kids who were just kind of like, hey, we're nobodies. Why are you out here playing for us? Why aren't you playing in, you know, Denver or the next big city over? Why are you out here? And we're like, well, we're just here to hang with you and play for you. And that's it. And so that was really a just powerful thing. And in some ways even ministered more to, you know, us than it did the kids. But it was just a really cool experience and definitely eye-opening.
Thank you, Tim, for sharing that with us. And we have to take a short break right at this moment, but we'll be back with more Few and more music from this awesome Christian band from DeKalb, Illinois. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. We'll be right back after this on Bursting Forth in Sound. Totally Yours Pilgrimages is hosting a two-day Marian conference on October 18th and 19th at the Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. Speakers for the conference will include Dr. Scott Hahn, Professor of Theology and Scripture at Franciscan University of Steubenville, Father Matthew Mariello from Greenwich, Connecticut, author and advocate for the canonization of Blessed Bartolo Longo, Susan Tassoni, the Purgatory Lady, author of the upcoming book, Day by Day for the Holy Souls in Purgatory, 365 Meditations, David Carollo, the Executive Director of the World Apostolate of Fatima, and Dr. Rosalie Turton, Founder and Current Director of the 101 Foundation. Bishop Alberto Rojas, Auxiliary Bishop of the Archdiocese of Chicago, will celebrate Holy Mass on Saturday. And returning once again is the award-winning recording artist, Michael O'Brien. The conference will close each day with a special healing service. Register now. Go to www.medj1.com. That's medj1.com. Or call 630-279-8424.
This is Joe Scheidler, the National Director of the Pro-Life Action League, headquartered in Chicago. I'm asking you to please to pray today for every woman facing a problem pregnancy that she will not choose abortion.
Welcome back here on Bursting Forth in Sound. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and today my guest is Christian band from DeKalb, Illinois, Few. We're going to lead off this segment with another song, Captive Eyes, from their latest album, Gray Matters.
All that you have left now are the memories of old. So much more hidden behind your walls, inside burning in your bones. And the cracks in your face tell tales of glory and loss, of wars won and wars that were lost. Trace the lines of your skin, find where your story begins. Chapter written so heavily it's weighed. Question of what have you to show here now when all is said and done? And the horse that once rode strong, now broken down and entombed inside a fence of flesh. Faced with the fading light, you are longing to burn bright.
Awesome. That was Captive Eyes by Few. They're here in studio with us on our inaugural episode of Bursting Forth in Sound. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. And that was, again, another beautiful song. Maybe you guys can tell me a little bit about that and how that came to be. Joanna, I know you're the author and composer of all of the music for the band. Maybe just tell me a little bit about this song.
That song, Captive Eyes, was actually inspired by some of my patients. Like I said before, I'm a home health nurse, and I just get to meet some amazing people at my job. And as you start to get to know them, they open up and they share with you their amazing life stories. And, you know, you have no idea what this person has been through over the span of 70 or 80 years until you just take a minute to sit there and let them open up with you. And it's just been a privilege to be able to take care of some of my patients. And I mean, some of them were war veterans and have amazing love stories. And so this song was just inspired by them and just really getting to know them and who they are.
Wow. Very, very, very cool. Very interesting story. And you guys just have a great spirit about you as you perform. I wish our listening audience could see this. Speaking of our listening audience seeing this, where can people see you? What are some of the upcoming shows and dates you have?
In October, we're going to be taking a trip back to Indiana. We were there last month. We're going to be returning to the Cupbearer Cafe in Auburn on October 10th, and then we're going to be at Woodnickel Music and the Hard Rock Cafe in Indianapolis on October 11th.
Oh, how cool. That is so cool. You play a lot of different venues, not just churches. You're at a Hard Rock Cafe. That's pretty cool. That's awesome. Spreading the gospel at a Hard Rock Cafe. And, of course, you could be found online and all over iTunes and all those other fun things. Maybe just highlight that for us.
Yeah, the best way to connect with us is on our website. It's called fewband.com. That's F-U-E-B-A-N-D. And from there, like, we're on all the major social media networks. So, you know, if you have Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, we're on there. So links are on there from our website, fewband.com.
And I can attest to the fact that you guys are pretty active on your social media, as I follow the band. I follow you guys. So you're very, very active, which is great.
Well, thank you.
I want to leave you guys with the last word before our last song. So anything you want to tell the listening audience about faith or about encouragement, of any words of encouragement for our audience, that'd be awesome.
I have fingers pointing at me, probably because I'm quiet back here. To sign off, first of all, thank you guys for listening. It means a lot to us to be able to share our music with you. But I would just say whatever you guys are pursuing in life, just don't ever give up. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and you know, wherever he's calling you, just believe that he has good things in store for you. And I think that's one thing, again, going back to what I was talking about earlier as a band, that's really just what's brought us to where we are now, is just believing God to guide every step. So, yeah. Trust in him.
Once again, big thank you to Joanna, Isaac, Tim, and Aaron from Few. They're a Christian rock band from DeKalb, Illinois. For more information about Few and their music, and where you can see them in concert next, visit their website, fewband.com. Few Band. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI Catholic Radio and Bursting Forth in Sound, I'm your host, Bill Snyder. We leave you now with one final song by Few, Goodbye, from their latest album, Gray Matters.
It's a sad, sad song. When a story has come to an end, and the threads that weave the words are pulled apart. Oh, oh. And all of the many memories are pictured and pondered once again to help a wayward heart back to the start. Oh, oh. Back to the start. Oh, oh. There's a million little things I would have said, and a million other words I wish that I could take back, take back. You know that I would take back, take back. There's a million little things I would have said, and a million other words I wish that I could take back, take back. You know that I would take back, take back. I'd steal the sun from setting. Remember the fire in your eyes to keep my heart alive. 'Cause I have to let go. No, no, but I can't let go. Goodbye.
This has been an episode of Bursting Forth in Sound. For more information about this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org. To listen to the program again, visit wsfi.org and click on the Radio Archive tab.